This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. Now, if you were standing maybe later this afternoon on the corner of Bourbon Street and Canal in the French Quarter in New Orleans, you just might hear this version of the famous Jackson 5 tune, One More Chance. Of course, the tune's familiar, but the sound is brass and very familiar to anyone who's been to New Orleans.
Oh, definitely.
It's the brass band sound. It's relentlessly optimistic, totally New Orleans. You hear these at funerals, you hear them all over the place. And, I mean, you know this sound pretty well.
Oh, you can't miss it because it's such a point of pride in New Orleans. As you said, funerals, birthday celebrations, graduation celebrations, or just celebrating life. It is such a traditional part of the fabric of the city.
Well, like everything else in New Orleans, the brass band sound was both affected by Katrina and it's now coming back 3 years after Hurricane Katrina caused some brass bands to go into history for good. But the to-be-continued brass band, which you're hearing here, believes music is raising all the troubled boats in the struggling city of New Orleans. The band has got its old corner back, even. Saxophonist Brandon Franklin is pretty happy about it.
All right, I'm explaining to y'all the reason why we're right here. This is the corner we played on every day before Katrina hit. And I need to know, really know, how y'all enjoying yourself.
The people of New Orleans are enjoying this return. Tuba player Jason Flack says music is bringing the city back.
Brass bands. To be honest with you, that is what's going to bring people back.
Jason is speaking there in a just-released documentary called From the Mouthpiece on Back. It's a film about the struggles of the 2P continued band after Hurricane Katrina hit.
New Orleans, we lost a lot of history during the storm. We don't have that many older cats left, and if younger cats like us with the brass bands coming up, if we just throw that away, it's like we're going to be losing a lot of the history.
The brass bands and their sometimes somber but always joyful soundtrack are the backdrop to New Orleans' struggles these past year and 3 years, and they're a welcome return. Even though, as saxophonist Brandon Franklin explains, the pre-Katrina moments, the not long ago old days, are always in mind.
The last day I played with the band was on a Saturday, the day before Katrina hit. You could actually see the skies getting dark out there, you know, as we was playing. You know, but we thought it was just some rain, you know. That last day, I missed that last day. I really want to go back to that last day because that, you know, last memory we have of being together, you know. When that city was blowing.
Going back to the last day, memory in music from the 2B Continued Brass Band, one of many of the brass bands of New Orleans, coming back 3 years after Hurricane Katrina. Makes you want to dance.
It does, and all those young men taking the helm.
Yeah, and then the parades, and they got their corners back, and they're going around the French Quarter, and, you know, the accompaniment of New Orleans is coming back, just like the city's slow return, which we've been talking about all week here.
Yeah, no question, and it's so interesting. It's the next generation who are really taking charge. You can check out the TBC link on our website at thetakeaway.org and our friend feed page.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.